Hello there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our jaunt through Matthew chapter 15, and we are in verses 10 through 20, in the Common English Bible, CEB, and this is what it says. Jesus called the crowd near him and said to them, "Listen and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that contaminates a person in God's sight. It's what comes out of the mouth that contaminates the person." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended by what you just said?" Jesus replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father didn't plant will be pulled up. Leave the Pharisees alone. They are blind people who are guides to blind people. But if a blind person leads another blind person, they will both fall into a ditch." Then Peter spoke up, "Explain this riddle to us." Jesus said, "Don't you understand yet? Don't you know that everything that goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what goes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and that's what contaminates a person in God's sight. Out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adultery, sexual sins, thefts, false testimonies, and insults. These contaminate a person in God's sight, but eating without washing hands doesn't contaminate in God's sight." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you that if we back up to yesterday, this whole discourse started with this argument about hand washing. The Pharisees said, "Hey, what's wrong with your disciples? They're not washing their hands." So that all happened. And so this is the bookend on the end of that story. And I love that in Scripture, this beautiful way that so many times Scripture is bookended. It starts with one thing and it ends with the conclusion of it. And it's a really lovely way to tell a story. So thank you for that, Jesus. We understand too, Jesus, that it is not what we eat, it's what we say that contaminates us. So forgive us. I'm just going to take that moment right now to say, please forgive me for the mean thoughts that have come out of my gut, into my mouth, out into the air, that have hurt other people. This is what defiles us, Lord. And in light of that, it is so hard to tame the tongue. Lord, I remember seeing at a Young Life camp one day, one of the speakers, she said that she had spent all of the past year highlighting in green any scripture from the Old and New Testament that had to do with the mouth. And she opened and flipped open and flipped through the Bible, and you could just see green everywhere. And Lord, that is such an important thing for us to remember, that it's hard to tame the tongue, but with the Spirit within us, we can do that. And Lord, we need our hearts right. It's not just merely the discipline of not saying everything that comes to our minds. It is a transformed heart that we need. And we know that we have a heart of stone and that you give us a heart of flesh. That was prophesied about in the Old Testament, and now in you, that has come to be the truth. So because of what you've done on the cross, we now have a new life. The old is gone, the new has come. And that to me is just something to praise you about every single day. We don't have to be enslaved to hearts that are hard or dark or mean or poisonous, Lord. We can be set free today. And so we thank you for that. Thank you for transforming our hearts. And we pray today for that kind of heart surgery that transforms those bitter thoughts and those jealousies and that pettiness into gratitude and thanksgiving, Lord. We are more like you when we are counting our blessings than when we're complaining about other people. And so, Lord, bring us to that place of gratitude and abundance, of just thanking you for what we have instead of being frustrated about what we don't have. So, Lord, the end of this verse is pretty telling. Evil thoughts, murders, adultery, sexual sins, theft, false testimonies, and insults. Lord, forgive us for these things, and help us not only just to say, "Blah, blah, blah, forgive me," but to repent, which means to to ask for forgiveness, but it also means to turn around, to turn away from that sin and to face toward you. And so we today get on our knees and we repent of those things that do not make our hearts strong, but weaken our hearts. And we ask for your forgiveness and we turn toward you. And we trust that you will give us the life that we really, really long for deep down. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So excited that that you're joining me every single day. It's just so amazing in 2020. If you would like to, if you're working through some difficult issues and you want to heal from the past, particularly past trauma or sexual sin that's been enacted against you, I have a 3-week course. It's like a 3-week email thing. So you'll get an email every day for 21 days about how to heal and some of the best practices that I've experienced in my own healing journey. And by the way, I am not finished healing. I'm still healing. But anyway, you can find that at we2.org/21days. That's just the number 2 and the number 1. We2, weto.org/21days. And that's absolutely free. Have a great day. You are loved. Rest in that today.